It's What Should I Do, crew, on 94.5 PST.
We're going to bring on our listener, Natasha, because she's wondering if something's kind of going on with her boyfriend after finding something in his pants, right? Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I did. Thanks for having me and answering like my email and letting me do this. I found another phone in his pants.
Wait. So he has two separate cell phones.
Yep, and I didn't know this.
Is one for his job? Like, John, my husband, has a work phone, and then obviously he has his personal phone.
He's never told me about a work phone.
Okay, so how did you... Walk us through how you found out about
it.
Okay, well, his phone was on the dresser, and he was in the shower. But then, all of a sudden, I heard ringing, and it was coming from his pants, which were on the floor. I picked him up, and the phone was in the pocket, and it had a missed call from an unknown number.
Maybe it's not his phone?
At first, I convinced myself, like, it was someone else's phone, or maybe, like, a work phone, so I didn't say anything, and now I feel like too much time has passed, so I can't ask, or should I? I mean, what should I do? I mean, do you think it was innocent? I mean, do people have two phones?
I don't know. I mean, besides the work thing, do me a favor, hang on. We're going to get you some advice. We always like to do that. We'll open the phones, have everybody call in and give you some advice, okay? And we'll kind of tell you what to do, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right. Oh, I feel bad. She's like, I think it sucks when you have something in your mind and you can't get it out of your mind.
Yeah.
And like you want to trust them, but you're not sure if you can. You know what I mean? Kind of stinks.
It's probably a work phone.
But why wouldn't you have told her that? Like I said, John's got a work phone.
But you have to disclose, like, I have a work phone. Like, what if he's had it before they started dating?
Disclose? I think she would naturally know.
But if he's not,
like, just by being with him.
I don't know. I feel like if I got a work phone, guys don't go into details much. Like my fiance could go hang out with his friends and there could be some like real drama going on with whatever friend. And I'm like, so what happened? He's like, I don't know. So did he tell you all the details? Like, just say there was a breakup. Did he tell you why they broke up?
But that's a little different from him. Like, I would think if he has a work phone, there's a reason why he has a work phone. He would need it. So you would notice him carrying around, like, literally John has his two phones back to back that he carries in his hands. She would have never noticed this work phone before. I find that very hard to believe.
I mean, we don't know how long they've been together. We didn't really get many details. Well, like, we don't know how long.
She did say boyfriend, though.
Yeah.
It's not just some guy she's seeing.
But, like,
you know what I mean?
If it's newer, it may not be something that you even noticed.
I don't believe the work phone thing.
I kind of do.
If it's a work phone, she would have known he has a work phone.
But I also just think, I don't really think many people have two phones at all. I don't understand paying for the two phones.
Is he living some secret life?
I think he would do that with one phone. I think people do that with one phone all the time.
It's interesting that she just never knew about the second phone.
It's weird.
What do you think she should do?
What should she do? I can't help myself. Call the crew now, 609-243-9778, or tap the chat button on the 94.5 PST app.
What Should I Do, crew, on 94.5 PST. Good morning. It's Chris and the crew, Chris and Gianna, this morning. So we're on with Natasha. And Natasha, you can tell, she's like upset about this. She's nervous that something's going on with her boyfriend. Because when he was in the shower the other night, his cell phone was up on the dresser, she said, or wherever, nightstand. And then all of a sudden there was ringing from another phone. And it was in his pants pocket on the floor. So he's got two cell phones. Never told her. She never knew this before. And she's kind of freaking out a little bit. Like, why does he have two cell phones? And he didn't tell me.
Yeah.
So the phone rings right away. We get Megan on the phone from Haddon Township. Hey, Megan, good morning.
Hi.
She doesn't even hesitate. She's like, dump him.
Yep.
Megan, did this happen to you?
Just sayonara. I feel like if he does not own a business, she didn't know about it. No. It's a super red flag for me, and I've ignored every single one. Didn't get me very far. I say, yeah, let that fish go.
I hear you.
Throw it back. Toss it back.
Baby. Yeah, don't you think that, yes, a work phone she would have known about?
Now, yes, but I think that how long they've been together, sure. I don't know. I dodged every red flag for like 6 years, so.
Oh,
you
so
can if you want to.
So you kind of ignored the signs and wish you'd paid attention sooner.
A little bit more, yeah, yeah. I think she should just be like, you know what? If it's been a month or a year, let him go.
I hear it.
Yeah, I think, she, yeah.
I mean, I get it because it is a little sketchy.
Maybe give him a chance to explain and then, I mean, you'll tell if he's nervous talking, I think.
That's true.
I can always tell when someone's nervous talking.
Ryan in Levittown said, people do have two phones normally, but it's not something to hide. He had a work phone, but his wife knew about it.
Right,
so it's
exactly.
A little different. Britt in Lambertville said, hold on, sorry. Wrong one. Robin Bridgewater said, she should just be straight up and ask, hey, I noticed, like, your pants were buzzing. Do you have another phone? And just kind of, like, she should ask.
I wonder if it was buzzing or whether it was outright ringing, because that could be a difference.
True.
If it was outright ringing, then he's probably not hiding it, right? I mean,
true.
If it's on. If it's silent and you just heard it buzzing on the ground.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That might be another sign that he's hiding it from you.
Phil is in the app chat. They said maybe the second cell phone could be for like fantasy football or stuff like that. It could be for other activities.
Do guys really do that? Get a whole other cell phone for fantasy football or things like that?
I'm telling you, my fiance and his friends,
that's a lot of effort.
They research for months about fantasy football. So, but like maybe it could be for other things. I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's sketchy either way. If it's cheating or if it's hiding something like that.
I think it's sketchy that he didn't tell her. And I think she needs to outright find out, right? I mean, come on. All right,
yeah.
Let's bring Natasha back on. Natasha, girl, you need to find out what's going on with this second phone. And you have the right to ask him.
Yeah.
You have the right to ask him.
I think so.
And you'll be able to tell. Be like, spring it on him and watch how he acts. Because if he's your boyfriend, you probably know how he acts by now. You'll be able to tell if you caught him off guard and it's not an easy explanation or if he's trying to hide something.
That's true. I guess I'm like scared.
I know. You don't want the answer.
You know?
I get it. I totally get it. But I think you got to do it.
Yeah.
Good luck.
This has helped. Yes.
Yeah, so this New Jersey bagel shop is going viral, but not for a good thing. It's Chris and the Crew, 7:30. Although, do I care? You're getting a bunch of cream cheese, right? Tell them what happened.
So basically, this girl made a TikTok, and she was kind of annoyed with the way that the bagel place put cream cheese on her bagel. And she got two different bagels, and they both looked the same.
There was a ton of it.
Yeah. This is what she was saying.
What is this? Did you just cut Philadelphia cream cheese and put the freaking block? And I know it's not a mistake, because what is this?
And she opens up her other bagel and it looks exactly the same. And it literally doesn't even look like they took it out of a tub and spread it on. It looks as if they
cut a block of cream cheese
and just put it on the bagel and closed the bagel and squished it down. And I mean, I kind of get it, but at the same time,
they probably should spread it a little bit,
a little bit. So then apparently the bagel place kind of clapped back and they started to make videos showing how they spread cream cheese on their bagels and that they actually say that they just spread it on the outsides. Like they put it in the middle and then just spread the outsides down to make sure it gets to the sides.
Well, and they're probably doing it very quickly because, I mean, you see how fast bagel shop workers work. You know what I mean? Because there's a ton of people in line. They're trying to crank out all these bagels. I don't know. I'm one of those people who always ask for light. I'm not even a cream cheese person. Light butter. Because there is so much that they stuff in there.
See, I could just eat cream cheese with a spoon.
Ugh.
No. Like a good scallion cream cheese or anything. Oh, my God.
And normally, I thought they did spread it more. Because normally, it looks like they have those, like,
the spatula thing.
Spatula. Almost like a spackle thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought they kind of just, like, went in on it. But I think they just, again, do it fast and
it looks like when you see the sides of the cream cheese, it's not even spread. It's intact from being in the foil that you take it out of.
You gotta work a little harder than that.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
So Chris's streak is back down to zero.
Ugh.
You feeling good?
Not really. Okay. And I knew that answer yesterday. I just blanked on it.
It happens.
People on Shark Tank.
All right, we have Stephanie in Hamilton on the line. Hey, Stephanie, what are you doing today?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I'm heading to work.
Heading to work. Stephanie, she lost yesterday. Did you hear that?
I did. I was listening. Mm. And I didn't know that answer either, Chris. So
right?
I could picture them, but I didn't know their names.
That's exactly what happened to me. I could see every one of them and couldn't come up with their names.
All right, we're going to kick Chris out of here. Chris, say goodbye to Stephanie.
All right, I'll be back. Good luck.
All right.
Thank you.
Chris is making her way out of the room. Stephanie, we're going to give you those three questions. You're going to answer them the best that you can, and Chris will come back, and we'll see who gets more right, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, here we go. First question. Demi Lovato turns 33 today. She starred alongside Selena Gomez on a kids show before their big break on Disney Channel. Name that children's show.
Could you say her name again?
Demi Lovato.
Oh, Demi Lovato.
And she was with Selena Gomez, and they were on a kids show, but it's way before Disney Channel.
Oh, the Mickey Mouse Club? Lock it in?
All right, we locked in Mickey Mouse Club. Second question. Amy Poehler recently had Aubrey Plaza on her podcast. They both starred on a sitcom together from 2009 to 2015. What was that show called? I'll give you a hint. It's compared to The Office a lot because it's shot kind of the same.
Oh, man. Parks and Recreation. Lock it in.
All right. Third question. Here we go. Beyonce reportedly gifted all of her backup dancers almost $4,000 worth of Louis Vuitton bags. What is Beyonce's last name?
Oh, Knowles, but she's married to Jay-Z, well, you know.
You want to lock that in?
Yeah, I'll lock in Knowles.
Okay. Awesome. We're going to lock that in. We're going to call Chris back into the room. Can't Be Chris is sponsored by Al's Airport and Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week with brunch on Saturdays and Sundays, plus happy hour drink specials Monday through Saturday. You can check them out at alsairportin.com. Al's, it's where the locals go. Hey, Chris.
Hey there.
All right. Stephanie's answers are all locked in. Are you ready?
Sure.
First question for Chris. Here we go. Demi Lovato turns 33 today. She starred alongside Selena Gomez on a kids show before their big breaks on Disney Channel. Name that show.
Yeah, it was Barney.
Chris said Barney. Oh, no. Stephanie said Mickey Mouse Club. Barney is correct.
Yeah, it was even before that.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Here we go. Second question. Amy Poehler recently had Aubrey Plaza on her podcast. They both starred together on a sitcom from 2009 to 2015. Which show was that?
You know what's funny about this? I never watched that when it was actually on, but I just saw repeats the other night, and I'm kind of regretting not watching it. Parks and Rec.
You guys both said Parks and Rec. You're both correct.
It was actually very funny.
Parks and Rec is so great.
Yeah, it's but so I've never really seen it before.
So good. Here we go. Third and final question. Beyonce reportedly gifted all of her dancers $4,000 worth of Louis Vuitton bags.
Ooh.
What's Beyonce's real last name?
Well, which last name do you want? Because she's married. So
before
she was Knowles, and now does she go by Carter? I don't know, but Knowles and Carter.
We're going with Knowles. You guys both said Knowles. You're both correct.
Okay.
But that does mean Chris. Yeah, officially won today.
Right.
Oh, no.
Got to hear that phrase.
I never had to say this.
Oh, wow.
My name is Stephanie from Hamilton, and I can't beat Chris.
Gotcha, Steph.
Sorry, I tried.
You did
that
good.
That first one really threw me off. I never really watched Barney with the kids.
That's okay. You did great, Stephanie. Just for playing with us, you got a pair of tickets to see the Lumineers at Citizens Bank Park.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
The Lumineers hit Citizens Bank Park, the home of the Philadelphia Phillies, for the Automatic World Tour on Friday, September 19th. Tickets are on sale now at AXS.com.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
This is pretty cool. So Amazon is making it easier now to return stuff. It just rolled out a feature where you can now just show your Apple Wallet. So, like, after starting the return in your Amazon app or on the website, wherever, you can now just choose Add to Apple Wallet. You'll see it there. So instead of going back in the app, you know, when you get to Kohl's or Whole Foods or whatever for the QR code, you just show your Apple Wallet. Although I always screenshot those QR codes, so it is easy for me, but I can see, you know, if you don't, you got to go back in your app, you got to find the QR code. Now you'll just go to your Apple Wallet.
Yeah, I like
even
it.
Easier, yeah. So what about doggy Ozempic? Would you give your dog doggy Ozempic to lose weight? So pharmaceutical companies are kind of tapping into the same science behind, you know, the weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy to make similar treatments for pets. I mean, have you ever been told your pet like needs to lose a little weight because their legs or, you know, they're getting arthritis?
I just can't believe this isn't a thing now.
Well, I mean, they're hoping to give your like chubby pooch or your fat cat a chance at a longer, healthier life. Aww. And if they get that because of weight loss,
why not?
Give them the shot just like, you know, everybody's doing right now.
But I don't know.
I'm for it. I'm for it.
It's a little too new. I'm scared.
Well, they say their first one may be out by the end of the decade. So we're a couple of years away.
I was going to say, because at least like with you, it's been around for a while. The pet one, I'm like, oh, I don't want to be the first one, you know?
So those Trader Joe's canvas tote bags are coming back for fall. I don't get the craze over them. I mean, I have one.
They're cute.
Yeah, they're cute.
But like,
but
I get
waiting
it.
In line and then reselling it for hundreds of dollars on eBay and stuff like that. I know. Anyway, so for the fall, I don't really have like confirmed details yet, but I'm hearing that they're going to be in different like Halloween colors, like orange and purple and black and like a multicolored one.
That's cute.
$2.99. Don't know exactly when they're dropping, but you know, obviously keep checking back with your local store. In the spring, I mean, there was like a frenzy again.
I know.
It's insane.
It really is.
And forget about the breakup rumors. Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner were spotted together in Budapest. They're all over the place. He's filming in Prague. You know, she's been busy working. They're both working, so it's hard for them to always be together.
Right.
But they looked happy. They were holding hands. They were greeting fans, stuff like that. So I think it's safe to assume they're good. All right, there's the scoop. Chris and the crew, good morning. It's 8:05. It's Chris and Gianna on 94.5 PST. That's what this couple did, and they went viral. I don't know if I'm into this.
Yeah, they basically just sold wedding tickets to their wedding to perfect strangers so it could help cover the rising costs of the event.
Yeah, that's, I think, the key here. It's not just to their family and friends, where I can almost see that if you buy a ticket, then you don't give a gift, or do you still give a gift? But this was to perfect strangers.
Yeah.
Anybody who wanted to come to this wedding could buy a ticket. How many tickets did they end up selling?
It doesn't say how many they ended up selling. But apparently they sold it to a few people. But like, who would want to go to a wedding that you don't have any stakes in?
Weddings are fun. I love going to weddings. I do. I love dancing.
But like when you know people.
I love, there's such a lovey feeling in the air at a wedding. I love weddings. Now, would I go to a perfect stranger's wedding? I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't know one person and you're going to pay all this money to contribute to their wedding.
Do we know how much the tickets were?
It doesn't say how much the tickets were.
Huh. I mean, think about it. Some couples have registered, they call it registering for their honeymoon. So basically, they're asking people to pay for their honeymoon. And I know people that have done that.
But
actually,
there's a difference.
Is there a difference?
Between knowing the person and then to perfect strangers, you just want a bunch of random people at your wedding.
So that's the big thing to you, whether it's family and friends or strangers. So you wouldn't mind selling tickets to your family and friends?
I don't know. That still feels weird to me. Like, to sell a ticket as if it's some kind of show. As if, and like, then you have to put on a real performance.
Oh, you do, right? There's the first dance. There's the speeches. This is what I'm saying. I love the tradition of weddings. I love the cake cutting. I love all the cheesy traditions and everything that may not even happen anymore. I love it.
But, like, would you really want to go sit and watch a stranger go through all the motions of this? Like, you don't have
maybe.
I wouldn't.
Maybe.
I could
and
not
like
care less.
It's like watching, like, a Hallmark movie. You watch a love story unfold. And there's always a little drama. Like, at my wedding, we had goldfish in bowls as centerpieces on little candles and rose petals around it. I thought that was, you know, unique, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
People were, after they were drinking a little bit, eating the goldfish, literally like swallowing the goldfish. So there's always like a little drama. There's always like the guests that don't speak and you have to put them on opposite ends of the room. It's like a show.
Yeah, but
I might be into this.
This is weird.
Instead of going to like a Broadway show or something or like local theater, you buy tickets to a wedding. Actually, I think I'm changing my mind on this. I think I kind of like it.
Oh, no. I don't like this at all.
And if let's say you don't have a lot of family and friends. Kind of sad that nobody would come to your wedding. So you sell tickets. There's a bunch of people at your wedding.
It's a lot cheaper.
They're rooting you on. If they're buying tickets, they want to be there. How many people that you're going to invite to your wedding probably don't even care? They're like, oh, God, I got this invitation.
I just think it's so bizarre that anybody would even consider going to a wedding between people that they don't even know.
I don't know if that's the whole thing of it, though. I think
having strangers there is crazy.
And funding your wedding.
Yeah, like, why would you fund a complete stranger's wedding?
Would you charge, even if it's your family and friends? Would you be okay with buying a ticket to fund the wedding? I don't know. You know what? The phones are open. What do you think about this? Would you buy a ticket to a wedding? 609 tickets to your wedding? It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST. That's what this one couple is going viral for. Selling tickets to randos to fund their wedding. I'm not just talking about family and friends here. I'm talking about, like, they're putting it online and anybody can buy tickets to their wedding. We found out how much the tickets were, right, Gianna?
Yeah, so apparently they were given the option of paying either $57 for admission to the Friday afternoon ceremony and the reception, or you could pay $97 to attend both the Thursday night rehearsal dinner as well as the wedding and reception.
Come on, think about it. It's cheap. It's really not that bad.
$100 to go hang out with a bunch of random people you don't know?
You'd be paying more in a gift. I don't think they're bringing gifts. I think the ticket is what they're paying, right?
How about save the money and all and just don't go to somebody's random wedding?
Let me tell you, we went out to dinner last night. It cost over $100. Yeah, you're getting like something else.
Yeah, but you're with people that you care about.
I don't know. All right, let's go to the phones. Bunch of people calling in. Like Charisse in Jackson actually thinks this is a good idea, right, Charisse?
I actually do think it's a good idea. I was thinking of younger couples that, you pay for wedding planners. So it might be a way for you to go as a measuring stick or just to see what the themes work out as or how the DJs are in person. It might not be a bad way to set up your own wedding, to just get ideas for what you want to do for yourself.
I love it. Check out the flowers, check out the bridal gown, the bridesmaids' dresses, taste the food. I'm telling you, this isn't so crazy. I mean, if you don't mind
not
strangers at your wedding. But if you don't have a lot of family and friends, maybe you're making friends.
Maybe.
Let's go to Mandy in East Windsor. Mandy, what do you think?
Oh, for my wedding, I invited so many randoms, especially people we knew had money, even if we hadn't spoken to them in years. We got a cheap caterer and DIY'd the entire thing so that we made sure to make a profit from gifts. It's rough out here.
I do get rough that, but like at least.
So she sort of did it without actually selling tickets. She just wanted to make money on it.
So she said like randoms. I'm sure she knew of them. That's a little different. That I could get behind.
So, listen, I have friends who will, I mean, I'll even talk to strangers in stores and stuff. I mean, some people don't mind making new friends and being with people that they don't know.
It's an intimate setting.
Let's go to Lainey in Newtown. Lady, what do you think?
This is ridiculous. I mean, who wants strangers at their wedding? It's an awful idea, and I'd be embarrassed, honestly. It's like, if you're having a wedding, like, just have one you can afford or don't have one at all. If you're paying for it, you're going to get money back with gifts and things. So, I don't know. This is just stupid.
And then there's that.
I don't know.
Do we know if they got the entire thing funded?
Like they did not. They made like $1,000. So what is that? 10 people who showed up, they bought tickets?
They made $1,000 off the tickets?
Off the tickets. So like I guess if people bought the full package, it's about...
So they offset it a little bit. But maybe they're starting a new trend.
Who knows?
I might go to a stranger's wedding. But not for a good reason. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 8:30 on 94.5 PST. Although it's not a bad reason. It's just kind of a weird way they put the cream cheese on, right, Gianna?
Yeah, so apparently this girl got two bagels, and it just looked like they kind of chopped the cream cheese that came in, like, the foil of a Philadelphia cream cheese pack. She wasn't happy about it. This is kind of what she was saying.
What is this? Did you just cut Philadelphia cream cheese and put the freaking block? And I know it's not a mistake, because... What is this?
And she shows the other bagel too, so it looks exactly the same. But in the picture, in the video, you can kind of see it has like formed edges where it's not spread. So I get what she's saying, But at the same time, people were siding with her, saying this is crazy. But then there were other people saying, if you didn't like it, you should have went back and let them fix it. But also, you don't really check your bagels before you go home.
I don't know. So. I do think sometimes that bagel places put so much cream cheese on.
See, I
always
like that.
End up asking for, and I'm not even a cream cheese person, but I've seen it. It's so thick. I'm more of a butter person on my bagel, and I'll even ask for like over the weekend, I said, you know, I'll have a poppy seed bagel with light butter because there's just so much in the middle. But yeah, you need to spread it a little bit.
Yeah, no, it was like just chopped. And I don't know. See,
they mash it down so at least it's...
It just looked like they chopped it and then put it in and just squeezed the bagel down a little bit. But the sides are still, you know, rounded from being in the pack.
Oh, God.
So...
You may want to work a little harder there.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Amazon just made it easier for you to return stuff. This is kind of cool. So it just rolled out this new feature where you can now just show your Apple Wallet for a return. So, okay, you know how you start the return in your app or yep. on the website, whatever. I started on my app.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows you a QR code at the end. And then when you get to Kohl's or Whole Foods, wherever you're returning stuff, you got to go back in your app, find the QR. Although I just screenshot mine to make it easy.
Yeah.
But if you have to go back in, they say now when you start the return in the app, you'll get a choice to add to Apple Wallet, like right there.
I like that.
So it'll be nice and easy when you get to the store. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Makes it a little easier if you don't screenshot the QR code like I do. But you know those Trader Joe's canvas tote bags, right? Well, they're coming back for fall. Everybody still goes crazy over these.
I know.
Everybody's buzzing about these. Nothing confirmed yet, but I have heard that they're going to be in like Halloween colors. So black and orange and purple. And then there's like a multicolored one, all for $2.99. The last drop back in spring, there were still lines around the corners of stores and stuff like that. People selling them online for hundreds of dollars. I'm hearing they're really popular overseas because Trader Joe's isn't as big as it is here.
Right.
And people just can't wait to get their hands on them. Oh my God, they're a bag.
It's so weird.
I don't get it. So couples who gossip together stay together.
Makes sense.
They say there's just a bond in gossiping.
There is.
With your partner or whoever.
There is.
Gossiping, kind of letting people in on the inside information, you form a bond. So yeah, if you want to do that with your partner. I try to tell my husband gossip and he's like, don't even tell me this stuff. He doesn't like the gossip.
It's so fun.
He doesn't care. Like, men don't care. You know what I mean?
I know. I have some men in my life.
Does your man like to gossip?
He will, like,
but he
listen.
Doesn't bring it up, does he?
Not really. I bring it up more than him. But yeah. Some of his friends I like to gossip with.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you forming a deeper bond with them?
Yes.
So when it comes to dating, are you guilty of monkey barring? That's the newest dating term, the trendy dating term. Basically, you know, envision the monkey bars on your playground when you were in school, like elementary school.
Yeah.
Now you go from one bar to the next bar to the next bar to the next bar. Well, that's sort of like in dating when you cannot be alone. I knew people like this too when we were in high school. You cannot be alone. So if you think you're not into that person, you're already chatting up somebody else. So when you get rid of that person, you've already got somebody to move on to. The next bar.
Have you tried doing the monkey bars as an adult?
They were hard as a kid.
I tried this baby like last summer and I almost knocked a tooth out because I could not hold myself up.
I love the monkey bars. All right, there's the scoop.
Chris and the Crew, 94.5 PST.
Follow the 1-2-3 rule when it comes to your friends. It's Chris and the Crew. Good morning. It's 9:10 on 94.5 PST. I don't know. Some people say this is too petty because you're kind of keeping score with your friends, but some people live by it. So the 1-2-3 rule is you invite someone to hang out 3 times, okay? If they say no 3 times in a row, that's it. You don't do the inviting until they invite you after.
That's interesting. I don't know if I've ever kept like score.
Well, that's what some people are saying, that
you know,
it's stupid because you shouldn't keep score with your friends, but it is kind of a way to tell who really wants to hang out with you. And let's say like valid reasons, right?
If your
work schedule or, you know, something like that. But think about it. 3 rejections and then you have to stop asking until they ask you, and then the counter, then it resets, it goes back to zero.
I feel like this is good with dating, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like if that might not be a bad thing.
Like, if you have to keep pushing people to want to hang out with you, then it's like, okay, let's go find other people to hang out with.
You should kind of get the clue that maybe they don't want to hang out with you. You know what I mean?
Honestly, I think I like this.
Yeah.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.